USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is authorizing a second COVID-19 booster shot for people ages 50 and up. The agency making the change after previously okaying a second booster for immunocompromised individuals at least 12 years old. Senate leaders have some big disagreements over President Biden's budget blueprint. The plan would cover $5.8 trillion in spending for the 2023 fiscal year.
It's a budget calling for greater investments in the things that make the biggest difference in the lives of middle-class families and in those working to get to the middle class.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, cheering the White House budget submission, saying it counteracts top Republican priorities, which he describes as helping the rich and powerful. However, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the budget blueprint was crafted in fantasy land. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Reports out say COVID funding is drying up.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's coronavirus reimbursement fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consumers are feeling a little more confident about the economy this month. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index rose slightly in March after declines in both January and February. The board noting inflation continues to weigh on consumers' short-term outlook for income and business conditions. Tuesday is day 12 in the trial of the four men plotting to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The trial taking place in Grand Rapids could wrap up by the end of the week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The late Alaska Congressman Don Young is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says Congressman Young's absence will be felt in Alaska.
He was authentic and tough, but he was also a man with a big heart. And of course, he was a man of the people, and he belonged in the people's house.
Young was the longest-serving Republican member of Congress. He served for almost five decades. A school that dropped testing requirements during the coronavirus pandemic is reinstating them.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT, says it will reinstate SAT and ACT requirements. The school, in a statement, said it made the decision due to the availability of COVID-19 vaccine and an increase in students taking tests in schools. Standardized tests were initially suspended at MIT due to pandemic concerns. The school further said, in part, that its research shows standardized tests helps them better assess the academic preparedness of all applicants, adding that a requirement is more equitable and transparent than a test optional policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Sony is launching a new video game subscription service this summer. The company is saying it will bundle the existing PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now services into a single subscription called PlayStation Plus. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.